I'd like to end our discussion on Christian Scientists with some evangelistic and prayer notes. First of all, I really encourage you to look at the handout. It's provided on the website, and in that handout is a list of scriptural refutations for all of their main beliefs. But more pointedly, remember that we are here to evangelize. We are learning the beliefs of all these various cults so we can be prepared to bring the true gospel to them so they may know Jesus Christ and be saved. So a few tips that I give for virtually every cult is, first, please define terms. And you can be slow about it, but please define terms. When someone talks about Jesus, define who that is. He is both God and man. He is God. He's eternal. He died for sin. He was buried. He was raised. And he ascended to heaven. All power and authority is given unto him. And he commands us to go out and bring the gospel, making disciples of all nations. The Trinity. God is one, God, three co-eternal persons, all sharing same substance and essence. If you start there, you will see the major difference between any cult that you talk to. So please, when talking to Christian Scientists, define your terms. The second thing is, focus on grace. The Christian Scientist is taught that all sin, sickness, and death won't happen if they are spiritual enough or have the proper belief. They must ascend material. But we know from Scripture that we are created materially, and we will be resurrected materially, just like Christ was resurrected materially, and Thomas reached out and touched him. The third point is really, really simple. Know the gospel. Please get a gospel tract. We have plenty of them at church. Give them out to people. Study the gospel. Know it. If you are a born-again Christian, I absolutely am sure that you know it. Know the gospel. God is a personal creator of all things. Sin separates us from God, and it earns us death. And we can be saved through Christ's actual, true sacrifice, death, burial, resurrection. And always remember the cult math. And this goes for every cult, and also goes for our own belief as Christians. The false belief about Christianity, the false belief about the gospel, can be figured out with cult math. And the cult math is, first, every cult or false belief adds to Scripture. They add to Scripture. And they also add, almost all of them, a prophet. So they add a prophet and they add to Scripture. They subtract from Christ. They either subtract from his identity or they subtract from his atonement. They multiply requirements for salvation that aren't in the Bible. And they all divide from orthodoxy. So please remember those evangelistic tips. And please pray for them. Never have an interaction with somebody that's not a believer where you don't pray with them, or pray in preparation to talking to them, or pray after you talk with them. And remember these quick facts about Christian Science. God is divine principle. Jesus is not God. The incarnation and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ did not occur. Scripture is not inerrant. Sin, death, evil do not exist. There is no literal physical existence of the material universe. And please, if you ever have any questions, you can come see me at my office or come to church and find me anytime. Contact information is on our website. I'd be happy to talk with you about any of these things and also provide you with resources.